Well, hello, folks, and hello to you, Darwin. I'm going to try and get another tape off air to you. I know it's been a while. I was waiting for your tape to arrive. It got tied up in the mails a little bit while I've been moving around here, and it got here a little late, so pardon my slow answer to you, but it was just because your tape just now caught up with me. I'm sorry about my volume being too low on the last tape I sent you. I hope this one will come out a little better. I'm hoping that it does. I usually play them back and see if it comes out halfway clear. And I think part of the problem might have been that your batteries were perhaps a little low. On the tape that you cut sending back, Dad, you were kind of fuzzy. Just a little fuzzy, not real clear, and that's usually what happens when the batteries are running down, so that might have been part of the problem. I hope you'll pardon all the noise in the background around here. It's kind of hard to get away from it with all the jets flying around. And also, my voice may sound a little funny to you. I seem to have picked up a little bit of a frog, and I can't seem to get rid of it, so you'll have to bear with it. Well, I've made a few notes here on your tape, and I'll get around to answering those first here. First of all, you were telling me, Dad, about your new aluminum ladder. It sounds very nice. I know the type you mean. I used one similar to it to help put up a antenna for the television on our apartments when we just before I left Colorado, and it was a quite long one. It was about probably 50-60 feet long, and yet it was quite light. I could handle it all by myself, which made it real nice. And it sounds like you're busy at work being the master carpenter and the master mechanic there also with your nice new cabinets. Someone else told me about them too. I guess it was probably Doris mentioned them and said they, I don't know if she had seen them yet or not or what, but I understand. I have heard some good reports on those cabinets, Dad, so it sounds like you've been doing some good work there. I'm anxious to see them, and I'm sure that Mom's got all her whatnots on them already. Joe's been bugging me to make some too, so I'm going to have to get after that. Or maybe I can commission you to do it, huh? Okay, and the mower sound like you really ripped into that engine and got it ship shape again. It's something we seem to need more of over here. People know how to work on engines. We have, of course, a lot of Jeeps and trucks and equipment to work with our radios, generators in particular. And they're always breaking down, and not very many people know how to fix them, it seems. You were mentioning about Darrell and his ball games, and about Shawnee Mission and playing Topeka and Lawrence. I had gotten a letter from Sis here just recently, and she was telling about them also. It sounds like Shawnee Mission is really going great guns, especially since they knocked off both Lawrence and Topeka, and I'm sure Darrell's real proud to be a member of the traveling squad. Sounds like he's doing very well. And, of course, next year we'll probably be playing a lot of ball on the first team. So that's real good. And, yes, I also knew about Dennis wearing braces. Certainly do know what he's going through, all right. It is a long haul and, of course, quite painful at times. But, well, worth it in the long run, at least I'm sure Wayne and I feel it is. And so I guess he might as well tough it out now and go on through with it. Of course, it's kind of hard to turn back once you've started. I hope he does get into basketball anyway. I know he's been working with the weights, and I'm sure glad those guys are interested in sports. I know how much it helped us, and I'm sure glad that they're interested. And Doris does seem very pleased with her job. She's typed several letters to me, which is real nice. I know she has a little extra time, even though they seem to be keeping her pretty busy. And it's a kind of job that's real handy for her, being so close to home and everything. And seems like as busy as they are right now, I'm surprised she even finds time to type some letters. But she works it in anyway. So Darrell's got a girl now, huh? Well, he hasn't told me about her yet. Sounds like he's finally coming out of his shell. I know how he used to be so shy. Well, you mentioned your wedding anniversary, and I'm afraid I have forgotten it. I hope Joe didn't. Anyway, happy anniversary, folks, and I've even lost track. How many is it? 33, 4, or something like that? The orphanage project that Wayne's working on sounds like a real good deal, and I'm glad to hear you're getting in on it. Sounds like we have several of those over here. A lot of our Red Cross workers here are in on those things, and I have heard of them being run. Of course, in the line of work we're in, we don't get involved in that sort of thing very much, but it's a very worthy cause, of course. Your new uniforms sound real nice, Dad. I know the type you're talking about. It's the same type of jacket that Eisenhower wore all the time over in England, but just before the invasion, that was his favorite uniform. They were real nice. I'm glad to hear Grandmother is getting along fine. Seems like she just presses on, doesn't she? What a woman. And, Mom, you're just going to have to get yourself a secretary, I guess. That's all there is to it, so Dad doesn't have to answer that phone all the time. You're just too busy, that's all. I'm glad to hear that you are staying busy and staying in on all your projects. I know you enjoy them, and it's... I over here, at least the time goes faster that way, and I suppose it's better to stay occupied than just be sitting around, huh? Well, I got a tape from Wayne yesterday also. He was bringing me up to date on a little bit of his activities, and it sounds like they're keeping him pretty busy down there also. I guess you know that we missed each other by about a day down there, going and coming. I stopped off on the way back from Hawaii, and as I think I've already told you this in a prior tape, but anyway, he had gone to Bangkok, and I'd left about 3 hours before he got back. I just had to get back up here to get to work, and so we managed to miss each other. But by gosh, we're going to make it sooner or later. At least I'm getting back down in his territory now. You mentioned a change of address. No, it won't be necessary. Even though I've changed my location, my address stays the same. You can just keep sending my mail to the same old HHC, the headquarters and headquarters company, at the first of the 101st Airborne. They always get it up there to headquarters, and then they get it down to us, so same address will be fine. Looks like the 101st is still staying in the news. Dad, I notice you are keeping in there, and notice you mentioned about us having an NVA regiment surrounded. That's true, we did. It was the first NVA regiment. Actually, we never managed to wipe them all out, though. Sneaky little guys got out on us, quite a few of them. We did manage to get quite a few of them, though. It was a pretty big action up there. Most of this action took place just before I went to Hawaii. It's quieted down considerably now, and they've really pretty much cleaned that area out. This is the area just northwest of Tamkee. Well, I'll see you on the other side. My tape's run out here.